or just listen or see them. Do the words ever just start to, make you think? We sing, glory, honor be unto you, the only wise King. Do you believe that? God, our Lord, our Savior, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, three in one, has got the best plan going. You believe that? I'm not trying to trick you. I'm asking the question. God's got the best plan for our life. That's what the Bible says anyway. All right, so I want you to think about, keep that in the back of your mind. We've been doing this whole thing on faith, pursuing God, and then living by faith. And last week we were hanging out with Abram in Hebrews chapter 11. I want to invite you this morning to find Jeremiah chapter 29. As you're finding Jeremiah chapter 29, I want to give you the one line that I believe sums up this whole message, series of messages on pursuing God and living by faith. Here it is. God digs it when his people dare to trust him. Let me put it this way. If you want a biblical scripture, God says it like this in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God digs it when his people who are called by his name dare to step out and live a life trusting him no matter what. And not only does God dig it, but God honors it. That's what Hebrews 11 says in verse 6. He digs it. It jazzes him. Hebrews 11, verse 2 says that by faith, the elders, the ones that are listed throughout Hebrews chapter 11, the Old Testament and New Testament saints who live by faith, actually obtained a testimony by God. God said, man, these are my kids, and I'm proud of them. Yesterday, my daughter walked across the stage for her master's degree. Man, I was proud of her. She had the medallion and she had the strings and she had all the things that said she was a master scholar. She had the high GPA. She even got a certificate for being some sort of a teacher thing, excellence. I don't remember. She got a lot of stuff. And I was proud of her. I watched my middle daughter yesterday get on the floor with the greatest grandbaby ever. And play with her and coo with her at one point, being a gushy, gushy, girly mom. And the next point, when Harper starts to fuss, Natalie just gets up and goes, you're all right, and walks away. And I'm thinking, that's my girl. I'm proud of her. I dig it. When my children, at Friday night, I have a son who's 9 years old, and we torture him greatly with operas. Actually, Wendy tortures our son and me greatly with operas. We're sitting there Friday night. It's the opera called Samson and Delilah. It's a biblical thing, right? My son is sitting there throughout the first 3.5 torturous hours of this opera going, that's not what the Bible says. That's not how the Bible says it. And Wendy's like, shh. So instead of, I won't tell you what he did, instead of telling what the Bible doesn't say. I'm proud of my kids. When they step up to the plate and do what's right. It's the same thing with God. And we sing this song this morning, glory, power, honor, only unto you, the wise King, our wise King. And I wonder how many of us, as people who call ourselves by the name of Christ, really believe that he is the only wise King, and that we want to live a life that honors him, that glorifies him. And I know we say we do, but I oftentimes wonder if we understand what that means. And this morning, as we're looking at this whole idea of living by faith, in Jeremiah chapter 29, Jeremiah, if you're there, it says in verse 1 of the 29th chapter of Jeremiah, Jeremiah says, these are the words of the letter that I, Jeremiah the prophet, sent from Jerusalem to the remainder of the elders who had been carried away captive The priests, the prophets, and all the others whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Now that's an interesting verse, because what you need to know is that Jeremiah in the 29th chapter is writing a letter to guys called Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's who Jeremiah 29 is written to. Men, thousands of men, who were in Jerusalem priests, who were prophets, and many other people. Now, if you go back to Daniel chapter 1, you will find that Daniel chapter 1 tells us that Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon, came to Jerusalem, sieged it, conquered it, and took with him back to Babylon some of the nobles, the wisest, the smartest, the best looking, the strongest. He took the cream of the crop from Jerusalem to Babylon. They were captives in Babylon. In Babylon, Daniel dealt with a lion's den. In Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego dealt with a fiery furnace. They dealt with trials and tribulations. They were men in Jerusalem who lived by faith in God. We see that in Daniel chapter 1. These are men who served God. We see that in Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 3, when these men who were faithful servants of God in Jerusalem were plucked out of Jerusalem, carried away to Babylon, and by force of a spear or by the possible persecution of death, they were said, you bow